I'm Hannah, I'm a second year film and TV production student. I think it's very, very modern, snazzy, has everything that we need, so it's nice.
I'm Lauren, and I'm studying film and TV production at Edge Hill University. I love it, it's got so many facilities. The TV studio is amazing, it's so useful. Lecture hall is amazing, lots of camera points, so you can take all your cameras into there as well. Classes are amazing, it's just really useful, love it.
I study business management. I do a lot with Vibe Media, and as part of Vibe Media, we use all the facilities to record our radio shows, to do a lot of recording with our TV station, and also we have a website as well, vibemedia.co, and we put everything on there. I think it's fantastic, it's really great for students. It's really modern, and it's quite such a creative building that it gets really inspiring, I think, because obviously it's just the surroundings.
I'm Stu McConey, I'm a writer and broadcaster, and I am here back at my old college, as it was then, university as it is now, of Edge Hill. I have been asked, and I'm very flattered and honoured to be asked to sort of officially open this multi-million pound new development that we're in at the moment called Creative Edge, which is a state-of-the-art suite of media and creative facilities, recording studio, radio station. Apparently I've been reading that it rivals Media City in Salford, where I have just come from. So that does mean it really is state-of-the-art. And this place is an amazing place and is an amazing campus. It's changed out of all recognition from when I was here. I think, you know, the creative industries are one of the things we still continue to make in Britain. We don't make very much in Britain, but we make art and entertainment, for want of a better word. We make movies and music and journalism and radio programmes, and we are world leaders in that. So the places like this are fostering new talent, and, you know, they're incredibly important.
Do you try to give positive messages to students who are thinking of getting into journalism and media in general?
Well, I do. I mean, I didn't have any media training background at all. I was lucky. I wrote a review to the NME and they said, do you want a job? And that can still happen, I guess. But I think if you're in an increasingly competitive media workplace, if you have skills and aptitude, really, I mean, the two go hand in hand. You need some skills. You also need to be willing to get knocked back. You know, and don't be too worried when you get rejected and things like that. But I do definitely think that if you go into an increasingly competitive workplace and you know how to use Pro Tools, or you can edit a show, or you've put together a podcast, or you know one end of a camera or a microphone from another, that's got to be good.